Page 177, Unit 43, Higher Education Should Be Free.
One of the greatest obstacles to escaping poverty is the staggering cost of higher education. Chris Van Hollen.
It is undeniable that universities and colleges are very beneficial for the well-being of the whole society. There is also no debate about the fact that under purely free market circumstances, those who are not so well off will suffer serious financial handicaps. Thus, they will have little opportunity to attend university. As mentioned above, higher education brings about some very positive external benefits for society. It is true that in countries with more university degrees, economic and productivity growth and innovation are at a very high level. It means that if there is free higher education, it promotes equality of opportunity. No matter what level of society you are from, your education is insured by the state. Thus, your chances to succeed in life will be the same as of those who can afford to pay for higher education. While there are more economic reasons to look at, we will now have a look at non-economic factors when discussing the issues of higher education. For example, according to some research, one positive impact of free higher education is the free acquisition of the abilities, skills, and knowledge base to flourish as a human being in the modern world, which definitely brings intangible benefits to society. We may pose the question about the real value of higher education, claiming that if people don't have to pay for their education, the value of universities will rapidly decrease. This might be a purely capitalist viewpoint, claiming that if something is free, it entails no real value. Whether it is true or not is up to the reader to decide. Free universities might send the signal to students that they have some more years to enjoy and relax instead of studying hard. Why? They just get admitted and are not forced to deliver. The best solution might be a middle ground. If the state wants to intervene and sponsor education, it should do it with care. I strongly believe that higher education cannot be free for everyone, but the government can create good scholarship opportunities for those in need. Besides this, it should support a good student loan scheme, which would make it possible for everyone to finish school and pay back the requested amount. There are many working examples for both free higher education and for universities with tuition fees. In both cases, there are success stories, so I think that a mixture of best practices should be used.